Sports from the BBC with Seth Bennett. Coming up, Russia, Spain, Bosnia-Herzegovina and England are all through to the World Cup finals.
The Bundestag's list of who is given to political parties shows three donations of €230,000 to the CDU on October the 9th, each made by three members of the family, which owns just under half of BMW.
The Black Stars shine bright as Ghana thrash Egypt 6-1 in their World Cup playoff first leg, and it's Pakistan who are in control after 2 days of the first test against South Africa. But Bosnia-Herzegovina have qualified for their first World Cup ever. They will be joined in Brazil next year by defending champions Spain, England and Russia. Those were the four sides who secured automatic places at the 2014 finals as the group stages were concluded in Europe's qualifying competition. Bosnia-Herzegovina is a young nation. They only declared independence in 1992. And our football reporter, Steve Crossman, has been telling me just how significant the last few hours have been.
Well, I suppose you could argue that this qualification is almost just the latest point of their natural arc, because they've been getting so close, tournament in, tournament out. The last two major tournaments, they got to the playoff round on both occasions, and Portugal beat them twice. So they missed out on Euro 2008. They missed out on the World Cup in South Africa in 2010. I think they got a bit sick of the playoff round, so they've just gone out this time and won their section. They've done it so well. They've been probably favourites to win the section for a couple of months now because of the start they got. Edin Dzeko, the Manchester City striker, the second top scorer in all of qualifying. Only Robin van Persie in Europe has scored more goals. So to have players of a pedigree like him, like Asmir Begovic, the Stoke City goalkeeper, one of the most highly rated goalkeepers now in the Premier League, Morel and Pjanic, midfielder who's playing in a Roma team who are top of Serie A, they've got great individual players, but they still haven't been their own football team for 20 years, and they're now in a World Cup. It's an incredible story.
There are four teams that could qualify going into Tuesday night's fixtures. Bosnia are one of the four to go through. Who else joined them?
Russia, with Fabio Capello in charge, of course, so that'll be very interesting to see, because there's that possibility that, who knows, England, because they're through as well, they could get Russia. If that was in the same section, that would be a heck of a story for the World Cup. But Russia drew 1-1 in Azerbaijan. It was a pretty shaky performance, actually. They were playing 10 men for much of the second half. They could only get a 1-1 draw, but that result was enough for them, because a point was all they needed. Now, that means that Portugal are in the playoff round, and that's particularly interesting because France are there too. The reason France are there are that Spain, world and European champions, brushed aside Georgia. They qualify, no surprise. And then England also through as well. They were victorious 2-0 over Poland. Wayne Rooney and Steven Gerrard got the goals. England certainly looked quite nervous for long parts of the game, understandably so. A lot of people have talked about their defeat at home to Croatia, going back a few years to qualification for Euro 2008. They needed the win. Roy Hodgson's side got the win, and they go through automatically.
Well, let's hear from the guy that scored that all-important goal to take England through to the World Cup finals, the scorer of the second goal, Captain Steven Gerrard.
It's been over 2 years and many players have played the part. It was nice to get on the score sheet tonight and get a fantastic win under immense pressure. I can't describe to you how much pressure has been on the lads over the last 8-9 days, but we've done a fantastic job, and I think we've proved to people that, you know, there is hope. Inside the group there's big belief and big confidence, and hopefully everyone gets behind us now and we can start preparing for real. But it's important to stay humble and grounded, because there's a long way to go.
Well, that's the England captain, Steven Gerrard. So we've touched on the four teams who've gone through automatically. What about the rest, though, that now have to face the dreaded playoffs, if we can call it that?
I think you can, Seth. I definitely think you can. Well, the situation as it stands is that four of the teams will have been seeded, but there is one final rankings refresh, if you like, on Thursday. So this order is subject to change. The reality is that it probably won't. So the seeds as it stands: Croatia, Greece, Portugal and Sweden. They can't draw each other. They will play France, Ukraine, Romania or Iceland. And what a story it is as well for Iceland to be there. I was speaking earlier to Hermann Hreiðarsson, the former Iceland international. He is so confident about Iceland. He didn't say, we hope we'll get to a major finals in a few years, we think we'll get to a major finals. He said, we will get to one. They've got a striker in Kolbein Sigþórsson who scored a crucial goal for them in Norway on Tuesday to make sure they got this far. He plays for Ajax. He's tipped by many to maybe be one of the world's top strikers in 5 or 6 years' time. I may have said Iceland there, and people might think that's the draw you want. Not so sure it is.
In African World Cup qualifying, Ghana won the home leg of their playoff with Egypt 6-1 in Kumasi. The Egyptians, who'd been the only side to come through qualifying with a 100% record, now find themselves having to win the second leg in Cairo, at least 5-0 if they're to reach the finals in Brazil. From Kumasi, here's the BBC's Matthew Kenyon.
Egypt never recovered from nearly conceding a goal inside 15 seconds. Assamoah Gyan denied by the keeper, but the tone was set and Gyan opened the scoring just 4 minutes later. Ghana were incisive, fast and fluid, and Egypt were anything but. And when Michael Essien burst into the box midway through the first half and forced a wild Gomar own goal, it was nothing more than the Black Stars deserved. We still didn't expect the rout that followed, though. An Aboutrekker penalty briefly looked like bringing the Pharaohs back into it, but Ghana grabbed a third just before the break to snuff out any revival, and they carried on where they left off in the second half to put the Black Stars nearly on the plane to Brazil. Nearly impossible, Egypt coach Bob Bradley said of his team's chances in the second leg, and that's an understatement.
Well, Sully Muntari was amongst the scorers for Ghana. His penalty made it 5-1, and afterwards he said the visitors struggled to deal with the Black Stars.
Egypt, they're a very good side, but we started very well, we pressured them, we put all our force on them, so that's why they couldn't do anything, but they're a very good side.
And I'm wondering, is this the best game you guys have played in a Ghana shirt so far?
We've had a couple of good games, but this is special, because today is Saturday, and it's playoffs too, so we've won by 6-1, so every Ghanaian should grab his ticket, because we're going back there to win again.
In the next few hours, South America's remaining qualifiers will be confirmed, along with the side that will contest a playoff with Jordan from the Asian Football Confederation. Argentina and Colombia are already through, leaving two more automatic spots to be settled, for which three sides are in contention. Chile and Ecuador play each other, and if it's a draw, both will progress. Uruguay, who host Argentina, also aren't out of it, but it's most likely that they will finish fifth. And as they had to for the 2010 finals, they would face a playoff to reach the World Cup. Of course, once in South Africa, they went on to reach the semi-finals. This time, though, Uruguay's coach, Oscar Tabárez, is already planning for that playoff against Jordan.
We've been collecting information because we know it's most likely we'll be going to Jordan. Obviously, we're not just thinking about the football side, but also getting all the information we need about playing football in another country at a specific time and date. We're at that stage. There's nothing impossible in football.
South America's representatives for Brazil 2014 then yet to be finalised, but as things stand at the moment, how many of them could be genuine contenders for the trophy? Here's Tim Vickery, our reporter based in Rio.
Last time Uruguay came fifth in South America and came fourth in the world.
Yeah.
And that really shows you the strength in depth that South American football has at the moment. Looking at the current crop of teams, in comparison with 4 years ago, I don't think they defend particularly well. The exception is probably Brazil. Brazil have the best balance between attack and defence, and Brazil are clearly right up there among the tournament favourites. Argentina as well. Colombia perhaps. Uruguay are perhaps a little bit long in the tooth, and this the World Cup, assuming that they make it, will be the swan song for this Uruguay team, which has really been together since the Venezuela Copa America in 2018, which has really been together since the Venezuela Copa America in 2007. And Chile, as I say, very, very attractive, but unlikely to have the defensive solidity to go all the way.
Finally, in cricket, Pakistan are building a first innings lead over South Africa after 2 days of the opening test in Abu Dhabi. They closed the day on 263 for 3. That's a lead of just 14. World Sport.